Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. Some great feedback from these podcasts as well. Don't forget, you can subscribe to it. All you need to do is look us up in iTunes or Stitcher or Overcast, whatever the app is that you listen to your podcast through. And if you wouldn't mind leaving us a rating, a review as well, it just helps us get in front of more eyes and ears and helps us spread the word as well. We've got our cycling coach joining us once again, Devlin Eden. Welcome back onto the podcast. Devlin, the last time we spoke, we touched a little bit on mileage versus intensity. And today's question was submitted by Johan. And I think it is one that many, many cyclists struggle with, particularly us that work full time for a living. Johan saying he's pressed for time and can only really do one ride a week on the road. What would you suggest as shorter workouts during the week that'll help him get better as a cyclist?
So look, this is probably the most common question with regards to everyone working day jobs and time restraints and that. First bit of advice here is make sure you are working on a structured training program. So if you're working with a coach, the coach can take the time that you have available and optimize that. So get the most out of the training that you can be doing rather than necessarily just thinking, okay, we'll get up for a ride once a week and hope that. Secondly, the shorter sessions, as you mentioned now, start looking at things like interval training. So a typical interval session you can do and you can get done under an hour. You can get a lot out of that kind of training and good adaptation from that still. But at the same time, you're not necessarily having to be on the bike and get out on the road and kit up and everything, which more than anything takes a really big chunk of your time out of the day. The interval training as well is something that can be done on a stationary trainer in front of TV in your lounge in the evening or early mornings. Or again at the gyms on a watt bike, for instance, and some sort of stationary tool. I think the next thing just with this though is consistency is key. So more than anything else, rather do a few more sessions in the week, even if they are shorter, but get on the bike a little bit more. So be it a stationary bike or out on your bike, consistency is key. So we want to keep riding once a week. I realize time is an issue, and that's obviously getting out on the bike, but once a week, obviously, we need to know that that's not going to be doing very much for our training. So you can get a lot from the shorter intense intervals and then make sure that we're keeping consistently training and keep that going.
Cool stuff. And talking of a set sort of training program, if you are looking for some help and perhaps you've got a big race coming up, maybe you're working towards the 947 Cycle Challenge towards the end of the year, or if you've got a big mountain bike stage race coming up, it doesn't really matter. We can help you. Devlin has got a few training slots available. If you'd like to find out more about those packages, all you need to do is go to coachperry.com/cycling-training. That's where you can get the details of those training packages, various packages to suit various budgets. Go check it out. coachperry.com/cycling-training is where you can get all the details. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.